This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the consideration of the day, can you do yourself a favor? Think about this day as being the most important day in the history of forever for you. You ready to do that, Jennifer?
Well, now that's a lot of pressure.
Well, that's a little pressure here. It's not like
don't blow it. It's the best day ever. Don't blow this.
Right. Think about how well you'd feel, how great you'd feel if you were climbing Kathmandu or something like that. Let's go to the top. Let's get to the top. In a moment, a page from the movie Octopussy, but first, a view into Mitch McConnell's campaign. Apparently.
Yeah, this is, well, not into his campaign. This is a view into the far left in this country, actually. So, over the last several days, Mitch McConnell has been home. All of Congress is out on recess. The Senate and the Congress people are all out. So, Mitch McConnell's home. He hurt his shoulder, so he's been, I think, pretty much indoors. After the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, a group of protesters went to his home in Kentucky. And they included the Black Lives Matter leader from Louisville and other far-left protesters were demonstrating in front of his house. And they were saying all sorts of horrible things like, I want to F and kill, and he should be stabbed through the heart, and somebody should wring his broken, raggedy, wrinkled neck, and all kinds of things in front of his house. So his, I think he, somebody at some point took a video, either someone that works with him from his staff or he took a video of these protesters saying awful things, chanting Massacre Mitch in front of his home and posted it up on Twitter. Well, Twitter marked it as violent threats. It violated its violent threats policy and actually suspended the account of Mitch McConnell, even though it wasn't any threat that he was doing, wasn't any of the profanity that he was actually perpetrating. These were people that were sitting outside of his house yelling and chanting all of these threats. So Twitter took down his account based on what these people were doing in front of his home. So I think this just goes to show you that we need to tone it down on both sides of the aisle. I think they're going to reinstate it if they haven't already, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it's interesting because...
But if it's not good... I'm sorry?
If you don't see the whole headline... McConnell's campaign suspended. Like this, he hurt himself so badly. The implication is, if people heard that he hurt himself falling down, that he got hurt so badly that he wasn't going to run for re-election.
No, he's running for re-election. No, I understand he's not up that, for. Yeah, he's not up for election. I don't even think in 2020, and he's. No. And this was his Twitter account. It just this violence. Speech has to be tamped down for everybody that says
freedom of speech, rhetoric, Jennifer.
Well,
I
understand.
Say what I want. Yes.
And you know what? You can, but when you make threats against someone, you're actually violating a law. And for people that say that President Trump's rhetoric is too hot, well, how about stab the MF-er? Is that pretty hot? That's pretty hot to me. And that's what's being done right now in front of Mitch McConnell's home. He had about 30 demonstrators out there that were chanting for his death and for someone to stab him and wring his neck. So there
you
have it.
I think the other political story that's interesting is Bernie Sanders pledging to reveal UFO evidence if he's elected president. He said, quote, if you got into the office and found out something about aliens, this was the questioner in the interview, would you let us know? And he said, oh, I'll tell you, my wife and I demand that you know. I'll let you know. I'm going to be
what's funny? Right. This is kind of like when people, like, you know, Obama, Trump, they all went into the White House and said they were going to try to get, you know, withdraw troops immediately, right, from Afghanistan and Iraq. And there has been, obviously, some withdrawal, but it takes a lot longer once you become the president, once you're privy to information. Same thing happened with Trump. Trump said, yeah, I'll tell everybody what happens with the UFOs, and we haven't heard a peep about it.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
So I think it's easy until you get maybe the intel that the government's trying to hide from all of us. Who knows?
So let me just back up a little bit here while we're talking about Trump. There supposedly is a meeting with the people who run the internet companies because of...
Yeah, that's good. That'll happen on Friday.
What is that aimed at doing?
So one of the big issues, and it's something that I've spoken about a lot, is that we see a lot of these mass shooters put up their manifestos or make comments or make threats on social media platforms, on the internet, even on like some of these, you know, underbelly sites like 8chan. Some of them use more mainstream stuff like Twitter or Facebook. And so they're bringing a bunch of people together kind of on short notice. The administration's going to be leading this, they call it a summit, where they're going to bring people in who are making violent extremist threats online to try to figure out how they can recognize that more quickly and investigate mm-hmm. more quickly.
Yeah.
Because right now, you know, all of a sudden we see a mass shooting and then we go back and look and say, hey, this guy's been posting these things for a long time and nobody said anything about it. And so this is going to be about recognizing those signs, not tamping down people's free speech. The platforms will still exist, but how do people report it and recognize it and make sure that people are investigating it before the actual event happens.
Oh, sweet. A couple of California items while I have your attention. Remember last week we were talking about your illustrious governor signing a law which would make it illegal for anybody to appear on the California ballot who hasn't released his tax returns. Apparently mm-hmm. there is a hiccup in that.
Is that it's totally unconstitutional, and part two of it is that it's voter suppression, and Gavin Newsom had to know that when he signed the bill into law. But there are now seven groups who are suing California, and specifically Alex Padilla, who's the Secretary of State, and Gavin Newsom, who's the governor, for this legislation that was passed through on party lines through the Democrat-led Assembly and Senate in California, which would require that by November, any candidate who wants to appear on the primary ballot has to return in 5 years' worth of tax returns. So they're trying to obviously symbolically take on President Trump. Now, if no one had fought back, Trump would have been off the ballot in the primary, which would have done a couple of things. One, it would have, most importantly, de-incentivized people who want to vote for Trump to actually turn out, which affects your down-ticket races, which is why they're calling it voter suppression. It also, in the primaries, it's the number of delegates that are determined more than anything else that are sent to the state convention, and by not having a representative number of Republicans who turn out or independents voting for Trump in the primary, it would really kind of throw the whole state off. So the couple of groups, one of them I actually spoke to yesterday, is being led by Harmeet Dhillon, who's a lawyer in California, and Mark Moisier, who ran for Secretary of State last time around. They've got some assembly people that are part of this lawsuit to take on the government. Judicial Watch has also followed suit, and even the Trump campaign has filed suit against us in addition to four other lawsuits. So there's no way this is moving forward. It just really can't. But
no. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Because you and I, you're a full-time Californian and Angelie, and I'm a part-time Californian and Angelie, and I find it interesting maybe the rest of the country doesn't about I-5 being the deadliest highway in the country. Is it from top to bottom? Because the 405 sort of cuts off the 5 in certain areas as you go through L.A. County, but the 5 itself, here again, this is a 5, 6-lane highway in both directions, right? Is it six lanes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever have the occasion to drive it and you're not on the right-hand side, you perhaps want to get there.
Yeah, right.
Stay there. Oh, my
good
God.
Good advice from Uncle Dougie, that's for sure. Yeah. And the 5 runs all the way through California and even, I think, up into Oregon and Washington, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's a south to north. It's like 95 on the East Coast. Same thing. A parallel of the 101 in many places, too.
The deadliest highway in the country. So very, very exciting news for Southern California. It's followed by the 101 and then the 99, according to research from A Secure Life.
Lovely.
It analyzed traffic deaths from 2015 to 2017, and I-5 topped the list with 192 fatalities. They also found that teenagers were more at risk than anyone. Yeah. They found dramatic increases.
They don't know how to drive
crashes.
In those circumstances. They don't know how to drive in all that traffic. They don't.
And the most deadly crashes, no surprise, happen on the weekends or at night.
Yep. That story about an octopus coming up. Don't forget to check out our podcasts that appear all the time at djvshow.com. We have a story at the moment about guacamole being sold in restaurants. You can figure out what it is by listening to the podcast. Update on Olivia Newton-John's battle with breast cancer and that creep Jeffrey Epstein. No, they're not together. Olivia Newton-John, not with Jeffrey Epstein. We're just kind of talking about them on the podcast. And then the whole business that continues to be a focus with all these shootings. So we have the serious, the sublime, all kinds of things. If you don't catch the whole DJV show, catch the podcast at djvshow.com. Social media, facebook.com/djvshow. Just go to djvshow.com. Click on the listen button. You can hear what's going on live on the air or check out the podcast as you desire. That's djvshow.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hay.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, the story of the octopus that got away, is that what we have here? Or what are we?
No, this is stories of stupid people gone awry. There is a Washington woman who decided she wanted to put an octopus on her face for a photo. Now, this didn't just go viral. Right, but it also led to a very serious infection because the octopus bit her face because it didn't want to be there. It bit her on the chin. Jamie Biscaglia is her name, and she was participating in a salmon fishing derby in Tacoma Narrows on Saturday. She realized she wasn't going to win the event, so she decided she'd become famous on the internet. She spied an octopus one of her friends caught. She grabbed it, she put it on her face, and she put it online. But then the octopus attacked. It bit down on her chin. They couldn't dislodge it, and finally she freed herself, but she's really sick. Yeah. Duh.
Darwin Award, 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You may think, think about what you're trying to do to me. Think,
hands are
eight
now.
Let
yourself
be free. Let yourself
be free.
Let's go back, let's go on the way.
Nothing better than Aretha doing this kind of stuff.
Even though you couldn't have been too much more than 10.
Both my feet are moving, Jennifer, yours.
Oh, yeah,
move
come on.
Feet. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJB program with our focus this hour, musically in part, on Aretha and her will, or lack thereof. Michigan judge allowing a handwriting expert to examine wills discovered in couch cushions.
Oh, that's Aretha, right. Didn't she have, like, four wills?
Yes, yeah. Apparently, yeah. During a hearing, the judge also placed administration of Franklin's estate under court supervision. That means the court will have a role in major decisions about her estate, including the sale of her property. There was a handwritten document from 2014 showing Franklin apparently wanted her son, Kikov, to serve as a representative of her estate, which might be worth millions of bucks. Eric Specklin was hired by the son to verify his mother's handwriting. Specklin told the judge that it'll take about 3 hours to analyze the documents. Lawyers for her estate have said there's no basis to believe that Mr. Franklin has the skills to administer the estate. So who does? Of course they do, for 20%. That's it. We are certainly much more qualified. After her death, her heirs agreed to put the estate in the hands of Aretha's niece, Sabrina Owens, who is a university administrator. So let's fight over Aretha's money. It sounds like the sport of the day there.
Well, people do. Yep.
Yep, sure is. Let's have a big fight, and then nobody will talk to each other after it's all over.
That's right. Break up a family.
Yeah. All over money. Meanwhile, we still enjoy the music of Aretha. If they were smart, they'd all agree, and then they'd figure out how to do what the, like, the Presleys have done.
Yeah, legacy projects.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And agree that they can continue to make money instead of worrying about what's there now. I mean, if there's anybody who's got a catalog of music that is comparable to Elvis and to Michael Jackson, it certainly is Aretha Franklin. So wake up, you. They just numb those people, numb. Next up, musically, Taylor Swift officially set to perform at the MTV Video Music Awards later this month. Mark her first major TV performance following the release of her seventh album, Lover. which drops just before she appears on the MTV Music Video Awards. Show broadcast live from Newark's Prudential Center. Why would they have a show like this in Newark? Huh?
I don't know.
Well, on MTV, it'll be on all of those channels.
Don't be a hater.
8 o'clock. Well, I'm not. Newark. Better place to go than that.
Garden spot place. Garden State.
Well, the Garden State's beautiful, but maybe
it really is, by the way. It is.
Trenton or someplace. Swift is tied with Ariana Grande this year for the most nominations, 10 in total, including Video of the Year, Song of the Year, that sort of thing. She received 10 nominations in 2015 as well for Blank Space and Bad Blood. Since 2008, Swift has garnered 7 VMA awards overall for Best Female Video, Best Collaboration, Video of the Year, and that sort of thing. The last time that Swift performed at the VMAs was 4 years ago, 2015. Her 1989 hit Bad Blood was what she sang. I don't know. I'm not that familiar, actually, with. I know who she is, obviously. She was very prominent in the music news, but I'm not a fan of her music. I suppose the two of you are.
No, yeah, I do.
Luckily for MTV, I don't think you'll be watching the VMAs, so.
Yeah. Although you might. You know what? Doug's hip and trendy.
You know what, though? We were just talking about who might be the next Super Bowl act, and she hasn't, you know, since her album is coming out. And yeah, she's a possibility, so I'll be interested to see what show she puts on at this, because it might be a precursor.
Yeah. All right.
Doug,
bingo,
I'm very
bingo.
Excited about that possibility.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, though.
I'm looking at the clock. It's the 28 pass.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting two communities shaken by mass shootings within hours of each other over last weekend. Yesterday, after meeting with people in Dayton and El Paso, the president told reporters,
"The enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it, and Democrats want to do it."
The president spending several hours in both cities meeting with the wounded, hospital staffers, and first responders. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has issued a travel warning telling people around the world to exercise extreme caution when visiting the U.S. because of rampant gun violence. ICE says it's the biggest roundup in a decade as 680 illegal immigrants have been detained after a half dozen raids at work sites in Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, the continuing focus on what's in your world, what's going on in your world, our world, on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. We are here at the best place in the world to work. I think this is a fabulous career. It's a tough career for people, but if you've got it, if you have it, Jennifer has it, Kara has it, we put our energies and talents to work for you every day, highlighting things that are of interest and import, like the picture of the day. If you haven't seen this yet, you may want to go check out a photo of a man. Remember the expression, caught between a rock and a hard place? This guy is caught between two rocks in Cambodia. He got stuck there and stayed there for 4 days. He was wedged as he was collecting bat droppings in the jungle. They use that for all kinds of things. It's called guano, fertilizer for the most part. But sometimes it's used for other supplementation reasons. So his name was Sumbora.
Can you imagine that job?
Wow. Yeah, collecting little bat droppings. Well, Cambodia is not exactly the wealthiest place on earth, so you find what you can find and live as you can live. But anyway, 200 rescue workers tried to get at him and finally did. They chipped away at the rock. I'm trying to figure out how he got in. Did you see the picture? How he got in there in the first place. Yeah, he's Yeah, he's looking for these bat droppings, but he must have slid into it. It looks like he's almost asleep. Yeah. Between the two rocks.
Well, it's
rocks.
Kind of like, you know, you see, and not to be funny, but like people get stuck in a window. It's like you get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And it probably, I don't know if your body like expands. I don't know.
Well,
it's a real space, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, look at that picture.
I can't even imagine.
All right, around the country, Puerto Rico's governor, not so fast, apparently. Ricardo Rossello had handpicked a person to succeed him. Remember all of the hoopla about Rossello and what a lousy job he's doing? And people, he said, well, I won't run again. And they said, no, we want you gone now. So he picked somebody to succeed him. And the Supreme Court in Puerto Rico said, nope, sorry, you can't do that. So the Secretary of Justice on Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez Garcia, is going to become the governor. So, anyway, they signed this guy in. Excuse me.
Puerto Rico is a mess. It's such a mess. The one that was supposed to take over, that was like the next in line to do this, was like, I don't want anything to do with it. She's like, forget that. Mm. There's just so much mismanagement and corruption.
Instability, wow. The United States has ended visa-free travel for anybody who's been to North Korea. This is an interesting development, isn't it? No longer are you allowed visa-free entry into our country if you've gone to North Korea in the last 8 years. So what does that mean if you're an American?
I'm worried about spies, right?
Yeah.
Would that be it? Or?
Yeah. There's a
who the H-E double hockey stick is going to go to North Korea?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I think especially after the story about those students who went in there and the kid came back dead, Otto Warmbier.
Yeah. Ugh. Come back and well, he didn't make it out alive.
That's probably why they're even more suspicious. Anyone who's dumb enough to go there is either just they have a death wish or they're being paid by somebody to spy on us. So.
Make some trouble.
And you actually have, as an American, you actually have to work to get there. I mean, it's not like you just get on a Delta flight and you're in North Korea in 17 hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's Americans, right? This is for foreigners who've been to North Korea.
This is not letting people in. Yep, right, exactly. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, asking the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to take over the probe into Jeffrey Epstein's sex case. Mr. DeSantis wants the state to look into a plea deal that Epstein secured 2008 when the attorney for the Southern District of Florida, Alex Acosta, didn't he resign? He was in the Trump administration and he left, right? Didn't he
leave? Labor secretary, this caused him to resign.
See you later. The deal allowed Epstein to avoid federal charges, pled guilty to a couple of lesser counts, 13 months in jail, left jail for a majority of the day to go to his office. It's not like much about. We pretty much know the story. But now the state takes it over.
But this is why he thinks he can get away with
it,
because he did.
Yeah. Here's something else that is, for those of us who live in Massachusetts, you may remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a story, well, it was almost a month ago now, about this young fellow who shouldn't have had a driver's license but did, and he caused a deadly motorcycle accident up in New Hampshire. So upon looking at this, the governor of Massachusetts, a guy named Charlie Baker, who I used to support, I don't anymore, he's a Republican, he has done a number of things, including because of the influence of the big drug companies, kill, at least for the moment, the impact hemp would have on farmers who are struggling in our state. But this problem at the registry is so big. The state auditor flagging 13,000 notifications about out-of-state driving infractions that hadn't been processed. So they're just sitting on their hands. The registry of Motor Vehicles of Massachusetts, among the worst in the country, just complete boondoggery. The people that work there are ass blanks, and they're just the surly, nasty, you know, we're the registry and you're not attitude. Nobody's in charge. There was nobody in charge. That's why the the registrar of motor vehicles got fired the day after this happened, and now they're looking into it, and they're firing a whole bunch of people. But this is just bad management. This is people not paying attention to their job. And points out one thing. A lot of these jobs are political patronage jobs, even a job that should be run by a functional bureaucrat, but yet this was a person who was big in Baker's campaign, and that's how she got the job. But she didn't know what she was doing. Her name was Erin Devaney. She resigned, told lawmakers she's not aware of any, or wasn't aware, that the RMV processed notices of law-breaking Massachusetts drivers sent in by other states. Hello. So this kid, who was a truck driver from Springfield, charged with 7 counts of vehicular homicide. He was drunk, crossed the double line, slammed into the these bikers that were coming up the road on the opposite side of the road. And he'd been given a commercial driver's license, but he had all kinds of infractions that nobody caught. Pretty amazing, isn't it? When you get right down to it, bureaucracy and what a mess.
At work.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of things at work, this is a serious conversation we're about to have with someone, a doctor who's an expert in lung cancer. The question comes up always about women and lung cancer and how so many more women are getting it, especially if they don't smoke. So we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of that question right after this.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Lung cancer has evolved thanks to some progress, I think, scientifically, technologically. Significant advancements in the management of lung cancer. What I would like to know from Dr. Kristen Higgins, who is a radiation oncologist at Winship Cancer Institute at Emory University down in Atlanta. She specializes in the treatment of lung, head, and neck cancers, member of the number of organizations that are working in this area. It's pretty disturbing, Dr. Higgins, to find that there are more and more women who don't smoke, who seem to be getting cancer, lung cancer. And I wonder how that reality is changing with the advent of some of these treatments, because we all hear that word cancer, and it scares the bejesus out of us. So you've got word on a new treatment that offers some hope, it would appear.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say that really, anybody can get lung cancer. Right now, there's a real stigma associated with lung cancer. People think you can only get lung cancer if you smoke, and we see time and time again patients that are coming in that have never picked up a cigarette in their life. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the fact is we do see lung cancer in women that have never smoked and men that have never smoked, also in people that have been exposed to secondhand smoke. And, of course, there are environmental factors that contribute to a diagnosis of lung cancer, things like radon and whatnot. And then there are specific mutations that can cause somebody to develop a lung cancer that's not at all related to smoking. And so I think that's really a part of the changing face of lung cancer, that we are trying to get the general public to understand that really we want to get rid of this stigma that there is with lung cancer, and anybody can get it, and we want people to be aware of the symptoms and, you know, how you get diagnosed and how you can really make sure you get the best treatment once you have this diagnosis of lung cancer.
All right, let's talk about some of the symptoms. Can we? Let's talk about some of the symptoms.
Sure.
And give people an awareness of what may be going on in their bodies that they haven't thought perhaps could be going on in their bodies.
Sure, absolutely. I would say an unexplained prolonged cough can be something that is worrisome for a possible lung cancer if it's been present for, you know, many weeks and hasn't responded to any of the typical treatments like steroids and antibiotics and things like that. That's a very common scenario where we see lung cancers diagnosed. Also, some of the more vague symptoms like back pain, shoulder pain, chest pressure, chest heaviness, those are some other symptoms. And then overt symptoms, things like coughing up blood, rapid unexplained weight loss, those can all be symptoms of lung cancer. But really the fact is most lung cancers don't cause symptoms until the tumors are quite large and pressing on organs that would, you know, make you feel pain or some sort of symptom like we just described. And that's really why lung cancer screening is important for people that are at risk for developing lung cancers. But that's really been the challenge, is that it doesn't have a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, let's talk about the screening then. The reason I'm very interested in this, because my mother died at the age of 50 of emphysema, and I have, even though never I don't smoke, I've never done drugs, I don't do things that abuse my body, I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm out in the hay and the dust and things like that, and I have coughs from time to time that go away, but I think that I've learned more lately about the impact of secondhand smoke and what it's done to a lot of people, and you mentioned that. So I guess that those maybe are not necessarily red flags, but I want to know if I'm doing the proper, if I'm taking care of myself properly, what kind of screening? I mean, I've had lung x-rays and things like that, but are there more important ways of screening, better ways of screening?
Yes. So the best way to screen a patient that is at high risk of lung cancer is with a CT scan of the chest. And there are studies that show that that can actually reduce mortality from lung cancer. There are certain definitions for high risk, and that is really in the population of people that have been smokers in the past. And it doesn't sound like you would fall into that category given that you haven't been a smoker. So if you're seeing your physician every year and talking about the symptoms that you may have, I think you're doing everything right.
Yeah, okay. So there are more and more doctors getting into this. Is that because there are more and more problems with it? How would you describe your work environment?
I'm sorry, just say that one more time. I missed that question.
I'm curious. Well, we only have a few seconds left. I just was curious as to how treatment and doctors are getting prepared differently now than might have been the case 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of new breakthroughs for the treatment of lung cancer, and so we're really starting to use a new class of drugs, immunotherapeutic drugs that are showing a lot better results for our patients, which is exciting, and our patients are living longer, and there's, I think, definitely reason to have more hope once you are diagnosed with lung cancer because of these new class of drugs that we're using for patients.
Let's send people to a website to check it out. Imfinzi, I-M-F-I-N-Z-I, imfinzi.com for information on how these treatments work. Thank you, doctor.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is the doctor in the house or frequently here, and we have the services now of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who follows the medical journals so we can stay abreast of all the latest, whether it's cancer treatments, whether it's arthritis, whatever it is that what is it you're eating now that may affect you and your longevity. All those things get studied. Ken looks at the results of the studies and helps to in a way that we can all understand, sort of paraphrase the results. Interesting doctor's overview of legalizing recreational marijuana. A lot of people are interested in this. It has been legalized in a number of states, I think 8 states now, including Massachusetts, Colorado, California, Washington State, Oregon. I forget where the other ones are. So what is this perspective, Ken?
Well, in Florida, there is an effort to get it on the ballot. Yeah. They're trying to collect signatures, and they've made it to about 1/10, which is a milestone. It requires the courts to then look into it and give an opinion. And that's why, and I've been asked by a number of people to discuss a doctor's perspective on legalizing recreational marijuana. The Florida Medical Association, or FMA, has actually come down against this. But let me talk about it personally, because I do understand, Doug, the libertarian view that you should be allowed to do what you want to your body and the state should get out of the way. But I understand that, but I'm also concerned that if we legalize recreational marijuana, the message to too many young people will be that it is safe. But But there are clear health problems with recreational use. Marijuana intoxication, it leads to rapid heartbeats, increased blood pressure, or in the elderly can actually severely lower their blood pressure when they change positions. It can increase the heart rate. It can produce red eye, dry mouth, increased appetite, unstable ability to walk, slurred speech. Complications associated with intoxication, with inhalation, include acute worsening and poor symptom control in patients who use asthma. You can actually have a collapsed lung. The risk of heart attack among regular marijuana users has been found to be as high as almost 5 times non-users. Marijuana intoxication results in neuropsychiatric effects. Marijuana users may experience dissatisfaction with life, panic, hallucinations, mystical thinking, increased self-consciousness, and signs of psychosis. Marijuana slows reaction time and impairs attention, concentration, short-term memory, and risk assessment. Marijuana users also they impairs their motor coordination and interferes with the ability to complete complex tasks that require divided attention. A marijuana user may think he or she is safe and no longer impaired several hours after the acute mood altering effects have resolved. Marijuana use interferes with the ability to operate automobiles, trains, and motorcycles. And lastly, drivers using marijuana are 2 to 7 times more likely to be responsible for accidents compared to drivers not using any drugs or alcohol.
Well, I'm not here as an apologist. I do have those libertarian views of which you speak, and I also, most people know who listen to me on the radio, that I am preparing to grow cannabis on my farm and hemp as well. I'm more interested in the hemp, frankly. The cannabis is a means to an end for me, that is to save my farm. But the there are a lot of questions, and they are legitimate questions and concerns. Some have been researched, some of them haven't. I think the jury is still out, but that was a very impassioned and intelligent overview of the situation. I don't mean that to sound condescending. I just think you gave us all something to think about, and that's pretty sobering. Here's something else to think about. Getting healthy, the way of the wind, the way of the world. Most people who are the proper weight for their height are healthy. If you are not the proper weight for your health, time to get on the lose the weight train, and the best train is run by Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the way to naturally lose weight. So don't let the heaviness get in the way of your life and your happiness. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's been going on now. They've had this formula for 20-some-odd years. It really works. Check it out at toploss.com. 90-day supply, $20 off, free shipping as well. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.